The SABC is sinking under the weight of major financial problems, with the Auditor General finding that irregular expenditure sits at almost 5 billion rand. Now, if the SABC is to survive in its current state, a new board must be appointed immediately. Of course, there's a belief out there that the SABC once again operates as a state broadcaster used to promote an ANC agenda. But the real elephant in the room is that not only did the Government and Communications Portfolio Committee know exactly on what day the SABC board term would expire and that they needed to prioritize the appointment of the new board before then, but they did it. Until an unseemly last-minute rush finally saw the board approved unanimously on the 6th of December. Now, the names were given immediately to the president for approval, and absolutely nothing's happened since then. The SABC has now been without a board for nearly 4 months. It was only at the start of this year that the presidency requested the CVs and clearance certificates of the proposed board members, but since then, radio silence. We've written today to the president to inquire as to why the candidates have not yet been appointed, and if our requests are simply ignored, as they have been in the past, the DA will be forced to make contact with legal professionals to investigate appropriate legal remedies.